Okay, today's daf is Demai Daf Samachay. And we start the last parak, the seventh parak of Maseches Demai, but first we have a couple of lines in the sixth parak to finish up, and then we'll get to the seventh parak Be'ezus Hashem in a couple of minutes. Today's shiur is sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel, Avram and Devorah Weinfeld, as they have sponsored the whole Masechta, that we thank them for the sponsorship. So we are up to Tani, or to the last little bit in the sixth parak here, Maseches Demai, and we finish up talking about a case which is similar to what the last Mishnah and the last couple of discussions were in terms of my responsibility in making somebody a shliach, and how much is that considered that I'm giving them something, how much is it not. We got into shlichus a little bit also at the end of yesterday's shiur, regarding a landowner who tells his worker, here's some money, go buy yourself lunch, or go buy yourself lunch and I'll pay the person that the storekeeper. So the big difference in halacha between those two cases. So today the Gemara says, Lo yomar adam l'chaveiro helach matayim dinar. A person shouldn't say to their friend, in a case where, the way that the Mara Folda understands this Gemara, that there was a case where a person has to give certain taxes, certain percentage to the government, to the king, a wine tax, a grain tax, we have to give a certain percentage of wine or grain. So am I allowed to say to a non-Jew, could you please take, I'm paying you, take 200 dinar, helach matayim dinar, uvish shekol al yadi, and, you know, give the wine for me to the king, right? Lo otsar, to the treasury of the king. You gotta do that? The Gemara says no. A person is not allowed to do that. Why? Because in that case, the goy is acting as my shliach, and if he gives, let's say, wine, to the wine tax, he gives yayin nesach, so that it's as if I'm giving yayin nesach to the king, and I'm getting hanah from Yayin Nesach, and I'm benefiting from Yayin Nesach, as we saw a couple days ago, the Rambam in the Losa say that it's not allowed. Or let's say I'm going to give grain, which is tevel. So as keilu, I'm giving tevel, right? I'm making the goy a shliach, so to speak. V'shakal idi lo tzar, right? The top mara fulda. V'shut the shav yil goy shliach. So again, we're not talking about halachic shlichus here. A guy is excluded from shlichus, as we had a couple of weeks ago. But maybe you don't need halachic shlichus here, or maybe if it is, there is some evidence to yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra. I remember the Rashi at the end of Masech HaShabbos, the beginning of the last parak of Misha Hichshich, where somebody who is coming in from the Rishus HaRabim and he's not going to make it all the way into the Tchum before Shabbos, so he gives his wallet to the guy and the guy carries it. The Gemara talks about whether that's appropriate. You know, there's Amir la'akum, he is your shliach. And what do you mean he's your shliach? He's not guy that's excluded from shlichus. So Rashi seems to say there, yesh shlichus la'akum l'chumra, right? One of the three different pshatim of shlichus midrabanan, of amir la'akum midrabanan, right? Rashi says in Maseches Avodah Zarah that is based on Adabra Davar. The Rambam says Amir La'akum is based on Gzeira Shema Yavo. If you ask the guy to do a malacha for you, then you might come to do malacha. Shabbos will be lesser in your eyes because you know you could ask a guy, so you might come to do it. And then Rashi in Masechah Shabbos, where Rashi says he's your shliach. He is your shliach l'chumra. So here the Gemara says you can't ask him to do it because he might then go and give it to the guy. Or, the way that the Mara Fulda says, is talking about a guy, right? The Shavya Lugoy Shliach. That's the case. If you look in the Pnei Moshe says, who says we're talking about a guy? Maybe we're talking about an Amaretz. Maybe he's uncomfortable with talking about a guy because of that issue that we just brought up. So that's why if you look at the Pnei Moshe on the Samach Da'adam Abayz, Am Ha'aretz. Lo Yomar Adam L'Chaveiro Am Ha'aretz. Helach Matayim Dinar V'Shkol Ha'Yadi L'Otzer HaMelech. They used to give taxes to the treasury of the king. Because you're going to give somebody that's not mesukan. It's ki'ilu. Again, it's not real shlichos. It's like, it's kishlucho. You're paying up your loan with tevel, or you're paying up your loan with yayin. He doesn't say yayin nesach. Maybe of course we're talking about an ama aretz and not the guy. So again, different pshatim. What is being discussed? But again, it might not be halachic shlichus. It might be if it's about pareh chovo mina tevel or mina goy. And assuming that's the rabbanon, so then it might just be more a result oriented idea and not the maisa. And therefore, you don't need actual shlichus. Okay. Either way, a person can't give money to their friend and say, can you do this for me? Because then either the guy or the Amaretz is like, the shliach is like the person himself doing it. Ella omer hulo parsheni min ha'otzer. Our girsa is parsheni. Separate me from the otzer. Lahafrish. If you look in the gra has a different girsa. Patreni. Patreni, pater me, exempt me. The Ma'ariv Folda doesn't change the girsa, but he just says that's what it means. V'loshan Hashas Hashem, malteni, help me escape. Help me escape. So you don't say, do this for me. Right? Don't say, pay for me. Pay for me, that would be a shliach. But here, get me out of this chiyuv. Right? Exempt me somehow. Help me escape. So there you're not telling him exactly what to do. He could give wine, or maybe he could give money too. Maybe he give money, he doesn't have to, or he could get your exemption some other way. Omer hulo barsheni mina osar, and that would be allowed. That would be allowed because that's not directly making him your shliach to give this item. Or, v'chein lo yomar adam l'chaveiro. Similarly, a person can't say to their friend, heilach matayim zuz, v'shkol al yadi l'umnis, take 200 zuz and pay for me umnis. What's umnis? Right, umnis is a certain artisan group, maybe a type of union. Look at the Mara Folda. What you're supposed to give each year to the Chaburas Umanus. V'goy yoav yayinesach. V'chaveiro haino chaveiro goy. Mara Folda here points out. It says chaveiro, but chaveiro can mean goy. Right, chaveiro goy. And he quotes that Gemara at the end of Shabbos on Daf Kufnun. So you can't do this. Omer hulo parshedi min ha'omnes. Same type of idea. You don't want to be using something usher in order to be poreya chovcha. So that is the discussion, as long as you don't say it directly, because as long as you say it in a general way, and the shliach, in quotes, could do anything, could do something as mutter, and he chooses to do something that's usher, then it's him doing it, it's not my doing it, and therefore it would be mutter. There is a machlokas Rishonim, if you look in the Rishonim in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Aleph, where this comes up. Rashi there, and the Ritva here discusses that Rashi. Rashi says, maybe, right, with a case that is mutter, where he says, Parsheni mina otzar, is that only mutter if there are actually other options? Meaning, if I tell him, pay for it for me, and give the wine for me, so then that's usher. But if I just say, help me escape, help me exempt, so does that only apply if there is a way to exempt? Like some people do give money or get other exemptions in some other way? Or in that case, for sure it's usher anyway. It's usher anyway. It doesn't matter what you say. So those are 2 days in Rashi. 2 days in the Rishonim. The Ritva quotes Rashi there. Appears Rashi, Menasa Melech. This is again, Avodah Zarah Daf Ayin Aleph. Since he's able to remove and to pay up the shliach of the melech with money, so that he's not called a shliach of Yisrael if he could have done something else. It's kind of like a Amir La'akam on Shabbos. If I ask a guy to do something for me on Shabbos that he could have done in a mutter way, I ask him to wash dishes. So he could have washed it with cold water. He chooses to wash it with hot water, right, and violate Bishul, right? He chooses it to use a sponge where he's violating Schita. That's his choice. I didn't tell him. I just told him to wash the dishes, and they could do it in any way. He's choosing it to do it in an usher way. That's not my problem. So too here. He's choosing it to do it in a different way, but only if you have that option. But says the Ritva, v'nire midvarav zal d'bemakom shahachok kavua b'inyan she'yevshal l'salik b'mos el hamamune. If it sounds like from Rashi that if it's impossible, there's no way to use anything other than the wine, than the grain. Aser lomar lo malteni o hafes alai. That it's aser because it's not going to work. Because then everybody knows it's clear what he's going to have to do and what he's going to have to pay. So maybe it won't work then. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. And says the Ritva, that's not what I get from seeing what my Rebbeim have to say. I'll be divrei Ravid. If you look at the Ravid on Avodah Zarah, and he also quotes his Grand Rebbe the Ramban, Nire Shafa Zeh Mutter. The Ravid and Ramban seem to say, says the Ritva, that even this is Mutter. Even if you know he's going to have to give this, Nire Dafa Zeh Mutter, if that's the only option. Why? Deha Ihu Lo Sagde. It says the word Sagde here. The Ritva says Shavye, right? Ihu Lo Shavye Shliach Klal. In this case, he's acting for you, but you didn't make him a Shliach. It's kind of like Zachin. Ella shenas niskamimo shiyafayes o yisalikas aderpa meshiyuchal. But feel bedvar mo pius. Maybe you could just convince the guy with your words. You're right. Nothing else is generally given. Maybe you could just convince him. V'kablanusu shekiva ola v'chein das rabosai v'chein hadvarim nirin. That's what I think. Says the Ritva. Even if there's no other item that's usually given, I think that is okay. So it's 2 days in the Rishonim here. Whether this Palteni or Parsheni would be mutter, only if there's generally other options besides giving the wine or the grain, or even if there are no other options, you're still trying to tell him, just get me off somehow. Get me off somehow, and that would be okay. Hadron Alach, Hamakabel Sadeh, this last parak, which if you remember, way back when, started to talk about Kablanus and Chakirus and sharecroppers and tenant farmers, who gets the Trumas and the Maisrus, the owner, the worker, all the different permutations of cases that we have. Okay, so now we have a couple of Mishnayos that relate to a topic that we spoke about earlier in the Masechta, and that is if you're stuck on Shabbos, or it's before Shabbos, and you know that on Shabbos, you're not going to be able to be mafresh the Trumas and the Maisrus. The Isra being mafresh Trumas and the Maisrus on Shabbos is quoted in Masechta Shabbos and elsewhere, that the second in Baba Maldikin, you're not allowed to be mafresh Trumas and Maisrus on Shabbos or on Yantif, because that is tikkun, that is makke bepatish of some kind. Right? There are many Yisurei Derabanan of Shabbos, Shavusim. We know that the Shavusim of Shabbos are really in a different category than all other Isurei Derabanan, right? Based on a special pasuk, Shvos. The Ramban talks about this in Baisha's Emor. He notes that some say certain Isurei Derabanan of Shabbos have an echo of a Daraisa, right? There's a Ramban also that's quoted in Masechta Shabbos in the Ramban, and also quoted by his Talmidim, the Chachmei Sfarad, that Yisurei Derabanan of Shabbos have a special status. But either way, one of the Yisurei of Shabbos quoted in the end of towards the end of Masechta Shabbos in Perachav Gimel of the Rambam. In Perachav Gimel of the Rambam, that area is about all about Yisurei Derabanan. The Rambam talks about and Daraisa. So the Rambam starts off that parak talking about Makom HaPatish. Hos HaNekev. What's the smallest amount of fixing? Makom HaPatish. It could be, there is lumdis about Makom HaPatish, the final hammer blow. There are some Rishonim that seem to formulate that the final hammer blow of Makom HaPatish is only where there's no other malacha being violated. If there's no other malacha being violated, you can say everything is Makom HaPatish. Bishul is Makom HaPatish. Melabin is Makom HaPatish. Everything is Makom HaPatish. Right? You're finishing up the process. So why isn't everything you do Makom HaPatish? So it could be that only if you're not violating another malacha is a Makom HaPatish. But any little thing is Makom HaPatish. If you make a little hole, shahu asoy lachnisu lahotzi, make a hole in a lul, the Gemara talks about, in order to have air go in and out. Hariza chaybish Makom HaPatish. Laficha gazra on all holes, and closing up holes. And the Rambam says, kol davar shahu gemar malacha, chayav ala mishu Makom HaPatish. Any gemar malacha is Makom HaPatish. If you fix any type of little kli, right, you're not allowed to fix a kli, it's every chayiv. Lefichach, there are many Yisurei Derabanan. Aser lashmiya kol shel shir b'Shabbos. You're allowed to play music on Shabbos. Bein b'kli shir, kom kinoris v'nevalim, bein b'shar dvarim. Whether it's a musical instrument or not even a musical instrument, but you're making music, afilu ahakos be'etzva lakarka, ol aluach, to bang a finger on the ground or on a board, o achas keneged achas, kederach hamishorim, to do it in a certain way, o lakashkeshes egos latino, v'chulu, any type of making noise or music, aser gzeira shemi yisakin kleshir, that was included. Then the Rambam quotes the Mishnah Masechas Beit, so what about clapping? What about dancing? Again, the different discussions of the Rishonim, whether anything has changed, bizman hazeh. But all of these lists of issues of tikkun mana, that's a gzeira derabanan, of gzeira shema yavo, you're not allowed to cut a certain type of reed in a certain way because that is matakin kli. So these are all physical. But then the Rambam has the added chiddush based on Chazal. You're not allowed to be matbil kalim, temeim b'shabbos. You're not physically fixing anything there. You're just halachically getting it ready for use. That's still asa derabanan. Also, the Gemara has four different opinions what the reason is, but we pass on like the Maskana opinion that of tikkun. Also, lahatbil kalim temeim b'shabbos is usher to be tovel tamei kalim on Shabbos bebedei shu miskim kimisakein kli. It's like misakein. It's like you're not physically fixing something. It looks like the same thing before and after, but halachically, I'm allowed them tame mutar litpo. But a tame person is not allowed to go to the mikvah. Rabbi Shneira can make because it looks like he is cooling. It looks like he is cooling off. That is in terms of tevila mituma latara. What if you did it anyways? That depends. Meshogeg bemezid v'chulu. Next halacha parachaf gimel halacha tes ein magbien trumos umaisras b'shabbos. One is not allowed to be magbia trumos and maisos be mafresh them on Shabbos mebnei shenira kimisakin davar shlohay mesukan. Same idea. It's not a gzera like the others. There are some derabbanan tzavaka fathers that are gzera shema yavo. This is because inherently it looks like tikkun. Rav Shechter is machalik in a sefer between gzeras derabbanan and malachas derabbanan. So this would be pashto sounds like a malacha derabbanan, right? The magbia you can't be magbia because it looks like misakin davar shlohay mesukan. The rivet adds. Even if you're going to give it to the Kohen Bo Bayom, even if it's for a Tzarech of the day, still, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to, because it's a type of fixing. So what happens, as we've spoken about in our Masechta, what happens if you have a choice? What if it's Shabbos and you are Mafresh? Right? So we spoke about that. What if you know you're being invited out and you're not going to have an opportunity to be Mafresh? If you look in the Mefarshim in our... On our Mishnah, if you look in the Kaftar Vaferach, in Perak Lamed Ches, one of the Rishonim, Hamazmanas Chavero, Pirisha Inyanhu, Shezeh Arkes, if somebody, your friend invites you, let's just read the first line of the Mishnah, Hamazmanas Chaver, Shiochal Etzlo, your friend invites you to eat by him on Shabbos. Now, this is the Kaftar Vaferach, Shezeh Sheinu Ne'eman, his Benair of Shabbos, Mishuhu Ma'aser, Shiochal Etzlo Biyama Shabbos, somebody who's not Ne'eman, invites somebody who's Ne'eman, Harei hu shezeh hamizuman enu yochal olechaz Erev Shabbos el beis hamizamein. I can't. I'm invited out. I can't go to his house on Erev Shabbos and be mafresh all the stuff. Ulaatzer shama peiros ki achsanyu. I'm his guest. I can't go to his house before Shabbos. Im kain achar shaperos ahem im shel demai. Right there, demai. So what do I do? So that's what the Mishnah describes. So as we'll see, there are two options what to do if you can't do it on Shabbos. So you can make a tanai. That's what we're going to learn about in these Mishnayos. You can make some type of tzai, some type of condition before Shabbos with one or two choices. Right? I can make a tzai before Shabbos and say, I am making a tzai now that I'm going to be mafresh tomorrow, meaning on Shabbos. So that when I get there on Shabbos, I am going just to separate. I'm being mafresh now in my mind. I'm just not there yet. I can't physically separate it, but in my mind I'm separating the fruit that I get tomorrow. Some of that's going to be, I'm going to physically separate it tomorrow. So that's great because, why is that a great option? On the one hand, because you're not relying on Breira. Nothing is going retroactively there. Everything is going straight. I'm saying it now before Shabbos that I'm being mad for Shabbos morning. So that's a good thing. You don't have to rely on Breira, as we discussed in the last parak. The bad thing is that it's happening on Shabbos. So you'd rather not do that unless you have a choice. The other option is to, say before Shabbos that what I eat tomorrow, the part that I don't eat is going to be hufrash on Motzi Shabbos. So that is good because really nothing's happening on Shabbos. I'm just eating on Shabbos. The problem is then you're going to have to rely on Breira, right? Because after Shabbos, when you actually designate it, but you'll have to have the roots of that on Shabbos so that you'll be able to have eaten on Shabbos without eating Tevel. So those are two options as we will discuss in the Gemara. So again, here we go. Hamazmanas Chavero, somebody invites their friend to eat. And again, Am Haaretz, the Rasilio also says here, Am Haaretz hayim mezamein es hachaver sheya ahuvo shel Am Haaretz. They're good friends. And sometimes, it's like we had earlier, if it's a one-time thing, somebody invites you and somebody makes a neder, right? I ask for all myself unless you eat here. We discussed that. Maybe only one Shabbos. Are you allowed to ask him on Shabbos? We spoke earlier, because of the 2 days, Amos Shabbos or Kavod Shabbos, the 2 days that we had that you could trust him on Shabbos. Maybe here you're not, that's not an option here. You're not asking him, about the food and the produce on Shabbos. So what are your other options? So Amanas Chaver Shiochal Etzlo. Vu Eino Ma'amino Ala Maisros, and he is not an Amon. So Omer Be'erev Shabbos. So I say on Erev Shabbos, And once I do this, Omer Erev Shabbos, Masha Ani Yasid, the same type of Lashon that we saw earlier, of actual Hafrasha, you do that as a Tanai. Masha Ani Asid LaHafrish L'machar. What I'm going to be Mafrish tomorrow, 1/100th of what I'm going to be Mafrish tomorrow, Hariyu Meiser. So that is Meiser. Right, that's part of the Meiser. That's going to be the Chumas Meiser. Vishar Meiser Asamachlo, and the rest of the Meiser is next to it, so altogether it's 10%. Zesh Asisi Meiser Asui Chumas Meiser Alav. That which I first designated, the 1/100th, is Trumas Meiser. Oh, Meiser She, and then what's left next to it is the rest of the Meiser Rishon, but that I can keep myself, because remember it's Demai, so I can keep that myself. Oh, Meiser Sheni Bisfono Bedromo, and Meiser Sheni is somewhere else in the food, Umachula Lalamos, and then it is the Kedusha of that Meiser Sheni is switched onto money. So here, in this case, again, there is no Breira, because you're being Mafrish on Shabbos, nothing is going backwards, it's just a Gilui of, after designation, before Shabbos, I'm just being Megala, which part of it I was already designated before Shabbos. If you look in the Mara folder, Vehechi Shehisna, and if I make this Tanai, Motel Havish B'Shabbos. Once I make this Tanai, then I'm allowed to be Mafrish on Shabbos. Avalohisna, May Erev Shabbos, if I didn't make this Tanai, Aser. Ditznan, as the Mishnah says in Shabbos, as we saw just in the Rambam, Savich Hashecha Ma'asrin. During Ben Hashmashes, then I can be Ma'asrin Demai, because it's a Durabanan of a Safik. Avalo Bavadech Hashecha. But Vadech Hashecha, not allowed to even be Mafrish Demai. So when I'm going to be Mafrish, I'm allowed to do. And again, the Mara Fulda says, as we just said, Lefishain Sarach Lafish El Chumas Meiser. Only the Chumas Meiser and the Meiser Sheni. The Chumas Gadol, Lo Nechshatu, Lefich Lo Amar El Chumas Meiser. So that's what our Mishnah Mishnah says. Hachnosas Archim is a basic yisod of our religion. There's an interesting Raman, Hilcha Shabbos, where the Raman says real Hachnosas Archim is not Hachnosas Chaverim. If they're good friends of mine, it's one level of the mitzvah. But an Oreach is really someone who you normally wouldn't invite, not one of your good friends. Hachnosas Archim, right? It's all about spreading Abba V'Yachva, and it's even more important for those who generally are not included in my immediate circle of friends. The Rambam discusses, as we have mentioned often, the importance of Hachnasas Arachim. Here, this is Am Haaretz. He might not be trustworthy in terms of that, but he is trustworthy and he's doing this big mitzvah of Hachnasas Arachim. The Rambam says, right, it's all included in the larger framework of Beit Adam Lachaveira, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Avel, and Perak Yudalid, Mitzvah Zaseh Shel Devrayim Levaker Cholim, Ula Nachem Avelim, Ula Hotzi Hameis, Ula Hachnis Akala, Ula Labos Archim. The first thing Rambam says, to accompany guests, Ula Labos Archim, Velasuk Bechol Tzarchei Akfura, Vechulu, Velispa, Velachma, Velikba, Velchem, Lesameh Chasam Akala, Velo Gimilas Chasam Shevegufa, Shein Lahem Shir. These are all Gimilas Chasadim with one's body, that there is no Shir, as we discussed back in Maseches Peah. And even though these are all details, mitzvot derabanan, they're included in the larger rubric of Ahav L'Reicha Kamocha, Kalat Barim Shat, the road says, Shiasu Osam L'cha Achirim, all things that you want others to do for you, Ase Otam Atal L'Achicha B'Torah U'B'Mitzvos. You should do for others. So though the Rambam has this whole list in the order, Bikur Chol Amicham Avelim Hotzo Asameis, Hachnasas Kala, and then Levayas Archim, then the Rambam, the first thing the Rambam talks about in Alach HaBeis is Levayas Archim. Schar HaLivui Merube Min HaKol. Levayas Archim even, not just Hachnasas Archim, but walking them out is crucial. V'hu HaChok SheChakeku Avraham Avinu. V'haderach HaChesed SheNoagba. And this is what the Avraham Avinu laid the foundation for us. And the chesed that he told us to do, ma'achil ovrei drachim, umashke osam, umilave osam. Feed them food and drink and accompany them. V'gedola achnasas archim ka'akwalas b'nei ashkina. The Rambam's girsa is, gedola ki, not yoser, but gedola achnasas archim, like hakbalas b'nei ashkina. And of course we learn that from the Avram Avinu, when he left the Shechina. Shneemar, Vayar Vinei Shloshah Nashim. When Avram Avinu was talking to the Shechina, and he saw three men, and he left. Vilavayam, Yoser, Mehachnasasan. And Levaya is even more important than having them. Amr Chachamim, Kol She'ena Malavek, Yidu Shofech Damim. As we learned out from Egla Rufa, right, whoever did not Malavek, so then you're sending them out without a, without protection. There's a beautiful Maharal, the Maharal of Masecha Sota, in his commentary, Tushia Gadlos talks about, it's not just, practically, you might leave him alone, and therefore somebody might, bad this might come, but when you walk out with him, then you give him the koch of the tzibur. On a metaphysical level. And if he has the koch of the tzibur, that itself affords him a protection, and therefore, not being malave is frowned upon by Chazal. Okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the Gemara, Masnisa b'dmai. Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah seems to be talking about dmai, right? As the Mara Fulda pointed out, there's no truma mentioned. There's no Trumas Meiser mentioned because there's no Truma mentioned, and the Trumas Meiser is the first one that's mentioned in the Meiser Rishon. So therefore, it seems like we're talking about Tanai. But Vaday Lo, but Rabbi Yochanan says if it's Vaday, maybe this Tanai before Shabbos wouldn't work. It's one of the coolers of Tanai, as we had a number of coolers in this Masechta. But Vaday, you wouldn't be able to rely on this pre-Shabbos Tanai. Says the Gemara, is that really true? Masdisa Amar Afilu Bavadai. You look later on in our parak on Daf Ayin, five dot from now. This type of formula is used even for Vadai Tevel. The Tanina Taman, because we learned there, Hayulo, Tainim Shal Tevel, but don't be so. What about if it's a case, I'm not going to my friend's house, but I'm away from my house. I'm away from my house, Ube Beis HaMedrash, Ube Sada. I'm out in the field, I'm in the Beis HaMedrash, I'm not going to get home before Shabbos. And I know I have fruit in my house on Shabbos that I want to use. So the Mishnah, okay, the Gemara here doesn't quote the rest of the Mishnah. You have to put in a dot, dot, dot. The Mishnah says this type of nusach that you use. The Mishnah, if you look later on Ayin HaBeis, Ha'ilo Tenim Shal Tevel, B'toch Beiso. V'hu B'beis HaMedrash HaBesodeh, Omer. I could use this type of Lashon. Shnei Tenim Shani Yaseh LaHafer Sharein Truma. 2 out of 100, right, is Truma. Truma, that's 1/50th, that's Truma Gadola. Viasara Meiser, and 10% is Meiser, Vitisha Meiser Shani. Hayu Demai, and then it says, if there's Demai in my house, then I have a different Nusach. But it's clear from the Mishnah that we're talking about Tevel, because we're talking about taking off Truma Gadola. So, says the Gemara, why, how could Rabbi Yochanan say that our Mishnah, the Kula, to use this is only by Safek, by Demai, not by Vaday? The Mishnah Davayin says that it applies to Vaday also. And the Gemara says, "In Tamar b'Demai anan kaimin, anan kaimin." And if you want to say that Mishnah is also about Demai, less Yachal, you can't. D'Tanina hayu Demai. It says in the Sefer there, as they just pointed out, the second half of that Mishnah is about Demai. So the first half of that Mishnah is about Vaday Tevel. Right? Also, the first half of the Mishnah mentions Truma. So that's how you know it's also about Vaday. So says the Gemara, you're right. We misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is not saying our Mishnah is only about Demai, but that it is about Demai. He's just explaining the Mishnah. Ma amar Rabbi Yochanan b'dmai lo b'vadai. So Rabbi Yochanan is saying it's only by d'mai? No. Lo amar ela masnisa b'dmai. He only meant to say that our Mishnah is about d'mai, but not that it doesn't apply, but Rabbi Yochanan does or is alluding to the fact that there is a difference between the two. Ma b'dmai ma b'vadai. What's the difference between the cases? Our Mishnah here on Daf Samachay and the Mishnah later on Daf Ayin. So there is a difference because d'mai, our case, adamas al davashin b'shuso. Our case, I could even make this tnai of hafrasha on produce that is not in my rishus, right? I'm going to my friend's house. So if I'm going to my friend's house, so it's a davarshena bershusi, and I'm still allowed to make this tnai. That's where you see there's an extra kula by the hafrasha of demai, because it's not even in my rishus. Vadai ein adamasta el al davarshu bershuso. If it's vadai, what's that case? It's my stuff. On daf ayin, it's my stuff in my house. So if it's vadai, I'm only allowed to do it on a Dovashu Bershusi. If it's Vade Tevel and somebody else's Bershusi, we don't have a Makar, that would be allowed. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. Right, there's some other stories where some of the Rabbanan and Amoram used these kulas. Rabbi Yanai Havile Tanai Vadai. Rabbi Yanai made a case of Tanai by a case of Vadai. Shal Reb Chia Ruba, yes, the great Reb Chia, Ma'otakant Misakna Beshuvsa. Is that okay? Can I be Misakin in on Shabbos? What do you mean? Didn't the Mishnah say on Daf Ayin, you can be Misakin in on Shabbos? So maybe there, as we started off, maybe there it only meant that you can make this Tanai and then leave it for after Shabbos, but not physically take it off on Shabbos. Remember the 2 days and then rely on Breira. Right, maybe he meant that the Mishnah could be understood that way. But who says that you could actually do it on Shabbos? So he asked him. He asked Rabbi Yana, he asked Rabbi Chia Ruba, Rabbi Chia the Great, can you do it? So Amar Lei, he says, yeah. There's a, by the way, Reb Chiya Ruba is the Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya in the Bavli is known as Reb Chiya Ruba in the Yerushalmi because there was more than one Reb Chiya in the Yerushalmi. So Reb Chiya Ruba, Reb Chiya the Great in the Yerushalmi is who we know as Reb Chiya. Remember the Gemara talks about it in two places, in Ksubas and Bamatsia, Kama Gedol and Maisachia. How great is Reb Chiya? He made sure that Torah would never be forgotten in Israel. He would make sure the get the klafim and give it to the talmidim, to the poor, and make sure they each learn Shas Mishnayis or Hamishah Chumshei Torah. So that's the great Reb Chiya. So he asked him. Reb Yona asked him, "Can I do this?" So Amar Lei, Reb Chiya answers him. Levan Tilma Liras Hashem Lakecha Kol Hayamim. Right, the pasuk that Pashup Shad is talking about when you go to Yerushalayim and you eat your Maaser Sheni there, you're going to be inspired and it's going to bring you to Yiras Hashem. But we darsh Al derak drush, kol hayamim, all days. The pashup shot is that you go to Yerushalayim and you get Yiras Shamayim as you eat the Maaser Sheni all the days. But we darshin, it's talking about Maaser Sheni, kol hayamim afilu b'Shabbos. All days you can be mafresh on Shabbos, meaning even on Shabbos you'd be able to be mafresh in certain circumstances, and this is the circumstance. Usually you can't be mafresh on Shabbos because it's asur, but in this circumstance, you see, if you made the tzniy beforehand, then you can be mafresh on Shabbos. The thing obviously is an asmachta, because the whole isser is derabanan. The Torah wouldn't be coming to be matur a derabanan. The whole isser of tikkun, of afresh, is derabanan, so obviously the heter the Torah is giving is a derabanan, so it's just an allusion, it is an asmachta. Good. Continues the Gemara. Mahu dechemas mekil balshi talibi. So the now Rabbi Chiya says to Rabbi Yana, I gave you an answer, but he says you were mekil obviously already, right? You made the tzniy before Shabbos. Ma dechemas mekil, right? You already mekil balshi talibi. So why do you come to be toled on me? Right? What does that mean? This is, we'll go with the Marafolda shot. He says, why do you come to me to ask me for the kula? Calls them Rabbi Chiya. However, Isa lahaka b'davar zev. Lo ratz Isa litzlo sakula b'cha. You didn't want to come out with it, but Doctor Vachipasa Acharai Vitalita Kula B, why do you come out and be told it on me? The Rasilio has a totally different shot of what this line means, based on the Mishnah and Kalim, but you can look there, but we'll just go with Ma'araz Folded shot. So Amarlei, so Rabbi Yanai answered Rabbi Chiya, yeah, I wanted to be told it on you. Why? Because I know you're going to be the God of Ador. Asarat Lahanik Sar al Yisrael. You're going to be the God of Ador. So if I could have something in your name, so that would be even greater. Good. That's one story about Rabbi Yana using the Tanai. Rabbi Oshia Hailo Tanai Vadai. Rabbi Oshia also made a Tanai in Vadai, Tevel. Chada Issa Bishla Yarek. And then what happened? There was a woman in town who was cooking vegetables, Inches Misakante, and she forgot. She forgot to be Misakin. She forgot to be mafresh before Shabbos. But, so she comes to Reb Oshia. Also Reb Oshia, because Reb Oshia says, Reb Oshia, she didn't know that Reb Oshia had made this tonight yesterday, but she comes and says, what am I supposed to do? I wasn't mafresh beforehand. I thought it was hofresh already, whatever it is. What am I supposed to do? And Reb Oshia sent his Talmud, Vishalach Lezavdi ben Levi, the Yisakein law. Right, the Girsa. He sent his Talmud to be Misakein. So, the Gemara says that he was able to use his own tnai of Hafresha before Shabbos to be mafresh for this woman who he wasn't thinking about before Shabbos. And that's what the Gemara ends up by asking a question, which we'll have to see best from the answer next time. Rabbi Babar Mamavoy, Volavi Zavdi Bar Zlevi Tzorach Mizkel Boshia Biarka, wouldn't he have to be Kona the produce beforehand? So what does it mean he just went to be mafresh? Right, how can he be mafresh on somebody else's stuff? And how could this Hafrasha work as a tanai? We didn't even have this in mind. So we'll have to start with that next time, how exactly he was able to do this to help this woman out on Shabbos. We'll have to stop here. Demai Samachei.